Aggieland's only hit music station. Hey, Katie Dempsey here with Frito. We are out broadcasting live at Rudder Plaza. It's 12-12-12, and we're here to celebrate the 12th man. And to tell us more about that, let me throw it over to Frito and Mr. Jason Cook.
Jason, I know this is an exciting day because number one only comes around like once a century when you have 12-12-12 actually line up. But I know y'all want to do something special anyway because it's been such a special year for A&M for like a million different reasons. Tell me some of the things y'all been doing this week and what you got going up for the rest of the day for 12th Man Day.
So me being on Candy 95, does that mean the Mayans really are coming today?
Yeah,
is that
all the more reason we need to sit down and celebrate it today because, you know, in a matter of a week.
This is the end of the world as we know it, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what? What a great year that we've had here at Texas A&M. And when January 2012 came around, we said, you know what? We want this to be the year of the 12th man, the year of Texas A&M. And who would have ever thought that things would have come together the way that they have this year? It has been absolutely magical for us, not only in the athletics arena, obviously, that generates a lot of attention for us, but throughout our university. It has been a very exciting time to be here at Texas A&M and here in Aggieland. But 12-12-12, what a day. 12-12, we want people around the country, around the world, Aggies everywhere to play the war hymn. We're at 12-12, wherever you are. And what we've done for the past couple of weeks is we've had a kind of a 12 days of the holidays, 12 days of Christmas, 12 days of the 12th man. And every day we've led up with some little interesting fact, nugget, some figure about Texas A&M and what makes it special. So we've released that via Twitter, via Facebook, social media.
Which has been really cool. What's your favorite out of the ones that you guys have released?
Well, I tell you what, this is kind of interesting, but the way things come together, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. All right, but we were in New York last week for the Heisman Trophy get-togethers. Coach R.C. Slocum was named to the College Football Hall of Fame, and we were at a luncheon, and we just happened to have the president of the 12th Man Foundation. We had the president of the Association of Former Students, and we had the president of the Texas A&M Foundation all in the room together, and our number was three, and we talked about our three fundraising organizations here at Texas A&M, and it was golden. We could not have planned it any better. So that was just one of those magical things where timing was just impeccable.
That's outstanding.